Welcome to the KP Podcast, where we talk about the business of real estate, a podcast about leveraging opportunities, growing your business, and experiencing financial freedom. Here are your hosts, Keith Anderson and Peter Kamboukos.
Welcome, everybody, to the KP Podcast. I'm your host, Keith Anderson, and this is the podcast where Pete is gone and we finally get to have some fun. So pumped about being able to be here with you guys and chatting. My fellow host is in Hawaii for the month, and so you guys are going to have to just settle with me. So strap in and get ready. We're gonna roll. So a couple cool things have been happening over the last month to the last quarter, and we're seeing this massive market shift. And so it has been a big topic of discussion. So today I want to tackle new expectations for the agents that are out there in the industry. And it's been a conversation and a question from a lot of agents. And the question really being, well, what's changed? How is our strategies going to be different? How do we tackle this thing in a whole new way? And so this is key. We need to reshape and refocus the way we're attacking everything in this industry. We've been getting used to just the benefits of the last 3 years, right? And these last 3 years have been magnificent. Some of the best sales years we've had in the real estate industry as an agent in a long, long time. And so we need to reshape and reshift ourselves back into a market that was probably 5 or 6 years ago and really see those strategies and how they've adjusted. So we're going to chat about a couple things here. We're going to chat about the seller side of it, how we should approach listings and how should we attack that side of the business. And we're also going to touch on the buy side. How do we represent buyers in a way that's been different and that we actually can support them in a shifting, changing market? Now, Pete and I are continually talking about where this market's going to end up. And as you guys know, we're seeing rate hikes still. We're still seeing inflation. We're still seeing so much stuff. And so this is all going to come to light. You know, like we talked about in previous podcasts, we're looking August, September, October. We're going to see the final answer to what this market's going to look like in the future. And I'm excited for that. But let's jump into what we're going to be targeting today. So what we need to know is that in previous years, we've been in a massively on fire seller's market. The market has been absolutely nuts, insane, hardly keep up. And so I think a big thing that we as agents in that market was like our goal, right? Like if you really map out that goal has been, we need to obtain listings. Like that's our primary focus. Can we lock down listings? We knew that if we picked up a listing, it's selling. Like it's going to sell regardless of ourselves even. Now, to the level at which we could sell that and how much money we can help our sellers make, that varies greatly. But we knew that if we could just lock down the product of a listing, we'd get the deal and it would move. Now, that being said, the problem is that there was very few listings, there was very few inventory, and there was a ton of agents in the marketplace, more agents than we've ever had. We were up to like 70,000 active agents in the Phoenix metro area, and it was just a crapshoot out here. We were just trying to scramble for deals. Now, that being said, the advantage was is once you got that listing, I mean, you'd list it and you'd sell it sometimes same weekend, same day. And so that made it for an awesome environment. But the goal was obtain listings. So now we're shifting into a whole different market for a listing market. And it's no longer a seller's market. Now we're moving into more of that balance shifting market into a buyer's frenzy. And we're losing demand and our inventory is increasing. So now in a marketplace for sellers, when you see the market increase with supply, that changes our goal. And so today, like we're going to talk about that is, what should our new focus be? What should your new focus be as a listing agent in this type of market? And it's no longer obtain the listing. Now your focus needs to be sell the house. In previous, it'd be great. You could go pick up any listing you want, but why pick up a listing that doesn't sell? You can't go out there and just list for whatever price anymore. It's not the same. Before, you could really test the market and most likely the market would correct you and you'd get where you need to be. But now with where we're sitting, your focus has to be, can you sell this house? When you pick up that listing, you're going to get more opportunities. With inventory now, we're talking about it today, over 16,000 active listings on the market. a couple months ago, we were under 4,000. What a massive difference that is. Four times the listing inventory. So listings are available, but what's going to be the differentiator of you actually selling that house? And that's the key is the problem is now with more inventory, that means more listing competition. And the bad listings and the overpriced listings, they no longer sell. They sit on the market. You're already seeing listings stay put, stay way too long, and you're seeing cancels and expired start to pick up because they're not expecting to have this delay in their selling timeline. So that's going to be the one thing. But the goal is going to be is that if you have more listing supply and less agents, which we've already seen agent counts drop significantly into the 40,000s instead of the 70,000. So a massive drop in agent population. So if you see more listing opportunities and you have less agents to compete with, then in the end, the advantage is going to be more opportunity to sell these listings if you can get them to sell and you treat them the right way. That means more business for potential listing agents in our marketplace. Now, strategies with that being said, it's going to change quite a bit, and I think that's where the biggest focus is going to be. And it's going to be on pricing, marketing, convenience and roadblocks, and then it's going to be competition. Those are our big major four that we have to focus on. In the past, you know, you could pretty much price it where you need to be, and that listing will eventually it's going to sell, right? Like it's going to move the needle. It's going to get you to where you need to be. You're seeing offers, 30 offers over list price, right? And we're trying to analyze that on figuring out where this listing should be. Now, more than ever, pricing matters most. And you need to balance it off of those other things. So how nice is the house? What are your potential roadblocks with that? And then what is your active competition? And all of those things affect the pricing that you need to line up. So first and foremost, I'm always looking at the active competition. Before, we just looked at what sold and get us in the ballpark and list it because our competition really didn't matter when there's 30 buyers trying to buy three houses. If you're one of three houses on the inventory, who cares at the end of the day what your active competition is? Even if you sell their two houses first, eventually you're selling yours because there's nothing else there. Nowadays, we're in a different situation. With 16,000 active listings, there might be four buyers in our box and 10 listings potentially. We're not there yet, but we're still in a seller's market. But let's say it's just even. Let's just say we have five listings and five buyers. Well, if we're overpriced, that buyer might be like, hey, I'm going to wait until I find another listing that's like the other three or four that sold. I don't want one of these one or two because they're too higher priced, or I'd rather have some of the features in this other one. So pricing matters more than ever. And so does our active competition. So we're now looking at who else is there competing with us in the same marketplace? And then what roadblocks do they have versus us? Roadblocks would be, do I back to the road? Do I not have a pool? Do I have tenants in my property for a longer period of time? Do I have some functional obsolescence or you know, issues with the house? Is it a really weird layout? Things like that affect the house now. Is the house in rougher shape? Do I have to find myself in an investor offer in order to sell this thing? Whereas again, months ago, we're not dealing with those thoughts or stressors because the house is going to sell regardless. So you're going to have to go above and beyond. And as agents in this marketplace, you need to advise your clients to do the same. Don't put a house to market that looks horrible inside. This is where we start to reference opportunities to, you know, if we want to represent them at the highest level, let's replace carpet. Let's repaint the interior. Let's help with the smell or structure or anything that's in the house that could be deterring buyers. You know, if you get into a house and every single room has a different color, might not be the best strategy to go right open to market and list with the title of this house being the zebra stripe gum house. Like it's on corner of cherry and blossom. Like it's not going to work the same way that we had over the last previous couple years. So those strategies have to change to mirror this current marketplace and so forth. So biggest thing to remember is our first goal over the last couple years was obtain the listing. Now the goal is sell the house. You need to change and structure your game plan so that yes, you're gonna pick up more listings, but can you sell them? And at the end of the day, how much money do you make as a real estate agent if you pick up a listing that you can't sell? You lose money, in fact. You spent money on the advertising, you spent money on the marketing, and if that house doesn't sell, it actually costs you money. not even considering the amount of time that you had to go through to make that transition. So consider that, right? The other side of that flip coin that we're going to talk about today is the buyer side of this marketplace, okay? When we're looking at this marketplace, we used to have a whole nother opinion, right? Buyers were tough. I mean, you knew you were going to have to go up against potentially 20, 25 other buyers for a single house and compete. How's their financing compared to yours? Does your client have $25,000 or more dollars to go above list price, to go above appraised value? How strong is their down payment? All of these things were tough. And so your goal with working with buyers was win the contract, right? It was, do I have a strong enough buyer to win this contract? And that was your push. And you were pushing a lot of buyers off to the wayside because you know what? They weren't going to win and you knew it. And you had to give them advice of, hey, maybe wait, you know, we'll wait for a better market, a better opportunity. You should rent for another year, get out of this monstrosity when it comes to this buyer frenzy. And then buyers that were capable of buying, that had money, that had resources, it was line them up. We have limited inventory. We'll fight hard, but we're going to get these deals and they're appreciating like crazy with low interest rates. So that was the goal, win the contract, right? But the problem was we had way too many offers per house, but the advantage were buyers were easy to come by, right? So as a real estate agent, you have to take that as that was the positive. You probably had tons of buyers that were wanting to buy a house. Everybody wanted to buy. If the market's going to appreciate 30% in a year, why wouldn't you want to buy, right? And so buyers were coming around like crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, not everybody could. And so that was the difference. The advantage was buyers, you had a limitless amount of buyers to work with. The lead source was off the chain, but you're not going to be able to put them in contract the same way. So that gets us to where are we now? Shifting market. We got more inventory now. So what's changed, right? So the goal has changed dramatically. We went from tons of buyers and a massive amounts of competition to way less buyers with pricing increases and affordability being very, very scarce and really, really hard to manage. Way less buyers in the inventory. Our demand is significantly diminished to the point where there are far less buyers in this marketplace. So but again, at the advantage side of things, they're not as hard to put in contract now. So you pick up a buyer, it's a lot easier to put them in contract. You're not competing with 25 other people. Maybe you're competing with two, maybe five at most. So here's how the goal has swapped. It went from winning the contract to winning the client. Now your focus as a real estate agent working with buyers is, can I lock down these buyers? And you have to differentiate yourself in this marketplace with buyers. Take a more consultative approach. Sit down with your buyers. Give them the advice that they need to have success. Spend the time, you know, researching their goals, their dreams, and their affordability matrix. Like, can they afford a house? Should they buy in this marketplace? You need to be serving your clients and giving them the trust that they need in you to represent them. That's how you'll win the client in this marketplace. And it adjusts and it changes quite dramatically. So your entire focus in the buyer market is going to shift from, can I write the strongest offer, to how do I win the most clients? If you get the most buyers, you're going to get the contracts because the listing inventory is now there. You can go get those offers out on that supply and you're not going to compete as much. You're going to probably have a little bit better pricing. Concessions are coming back in this marketplace now. DPA has become more of a relevant option for lending, which is massive. And all of these things matter. And you're going to be able to have that to have the more contracts. So a couple things that we want to touch on is lead generation as well, right? And this is going to be the big point for the buy side. You can't pigeonhole yourself into one basket for a lead source anymore. Because leads are going to be much harder to come by, you can't just focus on one area or one expertise. You got to diversify your lead pipeline massively right off the bat. And so talking about it today, you can't just do personal sphere and past clients anymore. It's not going to work the same way that it's worked over the last 3 to 4 years with everybody wanting to buy and sell. Buyers have diminished with their demand greatly. So you need to diversify your portfolio. Figure out where these clients are coming from. Who's buying houses? Where are they at? Where do they live? We're still getting a massive amount of transient buyers from other states. There's a lot of job opportunity here in Arizona, and it opens up so many opportunities for new buyers to come here and buy houses. How are you getting in front of buyers that are out of state? consider that. How are you getting in front of people that you've never met with before? So if you focused on just a personal sphere, past client business plan, well, maybe now you need to open up open houses and add that to diversify your portfolio. Maybe now you need to open up internet lead generation and running ads and different partnerships with lead sources across the state and the country, because people are going to be moving here from places they've been outside of Arizona that you've never met. So you can't rely on one lead source anymore. You're going to have to split up that packaging, and you're going to have to follow up with these buyers more than you ever have. It's not going to be just a, hey, we grab coffee, wait for them to text you to buy a house. No, you need to be diligent. There's going to be more agents than buyers here, and you're going to have to be competing with probably 3 or 4 agents to get the buyer versus competing with 10 other buyers to win the contract. You see the difference here? And so the focus needs to be different. You have to be the option for these buyers when they're ready to pull the trigger. And the only way to be an option for a buyer through this process is to be there as an option when they're ready, which means you got to follow up on a daily basis, weekly basis, whatever it takes to stay in front. They should know you by name. Every single one of these people, you should be able to call them and just say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Client, how's it going? And they're going to say, oh, hey, Keith, how's it going? They're going to know you by name just from seeing your number pop up. They're going to want to talk to you, and you're going to build a relationship with them. So already we're seeing a massive difference in this industry as a whole. Completely different than what we've seen over the last 3 months. And we're talking one of the fastest market shifts and changes in our history. It's only been 3 months, and this market looks massively different than it did back then. So as a real estate agent, you need to restructure your plans, your guidelines to get you to the next place. Well, you know, Pete and I, we talk about it all the time. What got you here today is not going to be the same thing that gets you to tomorrow. It's just not. If you want success in the next month, in the up and coming quarters, heading into the new year, you have to change your strategies to reflect the current market conditions and win. This is just a little bit of a tidal wave. As soon as you push through and make it to the other side, you gain market share, you gain new past clients, new opportunity, and there will be another stretch of awesome real estate business. But it takes pushing through and hard work through times that are different and adjusting and adapting to a new environment in our real estate industry. So, guys, I'm glad you guys jumped on. My goal was to make this a quicker message and just breaking down what this marketplace looks like and how we need to adjust. But biggest takeaways that I would say is each goal of your environment, both for lead generation and winning contracts, is going to change dramatically through market shifts, and they will continue to change. If we move into more of a buyer's market, they're going to change even further, and we'll have to adjust our strategies go forward. But excited to bring you guys some stuff. Take it to heart. Remap your business plan. Remap your structure and what you want to focus on, and make that a priority to adjust the way you do business going into this year. So awesome, guys. I hope you guys got something out of it. Remember to follow us on Instagram, the KP Elite, and YouTube, and continue to follow our journey here as we give you more and more relevant content coming through a changing market. We'll see you guys next time.